This hour of the Trevor Carey Show is powered by Energy Concepts.
We're going to revert back to what we did before when we were in red and what got us to reopening. When we were in purple and what got us to reopening, you know, in red, which is we will respond to complaints from consumers and employees of any business that's not adhering to the state order. We will show up with a warning the first time. The second time, the business will get a fine, and those fines can be up to $10,000.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
We do need everyone to be mindful that the rules exist for a reason and that we expect everyone to follow the rules. Whenever we say that restaurants need to be at 25% capacity, that's very intentional. Same thing with the gyms being able to open at 10% capacity. There's different percentages that are outlined in the state's blueprint about what capacity is allowed.
That's Dr. Vollrar right there, and you heard on Council President Miguel Arias there at the start there. Yeah, boy, they're going to fine us. They're going to $10,000 fines. You better stay at home. The right to worship, even if it means civil disobedience. Join the Civil Disobedience Brigade. It means you eat inside when it's cold outside. It means you go to church and you visit your family. Boy, what revolutionary action in today's time. Why am I backing that claim? The right to worship, even if it means civil disobedience. Well, God and Supreme Court Justice Alito, and I don't have God's audio right here, but I will play you Justice Alito. And if you want to know what God thinks about it, you know where to look. And I wonder when that will be banned as hate speech, right? Remember the good old days I was talking about this past July, when we thought school would be open soon and the economy would recover before the election. The Civil Disobedience Brigade will be going to church this Sunday. And I tell you, we got to do it. You got to fight for your right to partake in communion. The right to worship, even in civil disobedient time. That's where we are right now. And when Governor Genghis Khan moved churches from purple to red, meaning outdoor, to, hey, 25% capacity indoor or 100 people, right? Many churches actually defied the governor then. They had hundreds inside. So if you defied the governor's orders then, why not now? Stay open Sunday. Come on. You're already in the brothel with half your clothes off. Go ahead. Get naked. Probably not the best analogy for the churches, but you get the point. You've already stood up to him. Do it again. New York's a dictator. They got a dictator in New York, too. We got Genghis Khan here. They got Andrew Cuomo back there. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn's asking the Supreme Court of the U.S. to strike down Cuomo's October 6th executive order shutting down houses of worship while allowing businesses like, you know, pet stores, tattoo, weed places, grocery, big box stores to stay open. I guess Target is essential, but taking communion is not essential. That's what they're telling us. In New York, just like here in California with Newsom, Cuomo, he's been a tyrant, and he's really gone after a lot of certain Jewish groups. They held their gatherings. They were in defiance of social distancing. So they're getting together, the Jewish and Catholic groups, asking the Supreme Court justices to draw a line between these powers that a governor would have during a pandemic and the fundamental rights that are guaranteed in the United States Constitution. These emergency health powers that Newsom has right here, you know, that originally limited church attendance to 25% is in this, you know, it didn't apply to any of the groceries or banks or laundry, anything like that. Chief Justice Roberts joined the liberal wing when it came before him last time. They're not going to stop with this. They are going to continue this. They're going to get it to the point where you're just going to have to accept the mark of the beast if you want to go to church, I bet. The British government's developing a system to provide, okay, you ready for this one, COVID-vaccinated people with QR codes on their phone. I don't even know what QR means, but it's a fancy little thing the Brits have come up with. So if you want to go to a sports event, if you wanted to go to a concert, if you wanted to go to some large gathering, I guess the QR codes on phones are pretty standard these days for people that in the technology world. That do I use them and don't even know I use the QR codes? Are those little things that... Yeah, those things like you do. Oh, okay, got it. The unique codes would only be given to those who have been vaccinated against the coronavirus. So I guess if you live in the UK, you're going to have to get the poke or not. These are plans being considered to signal that you can attend a large gathering considered to be high risk. Well, we had the concert places, Ticketmaster. They were talking about that. Live Nation, the concert tours, but they backed off of it here in the United States. But listen, they're not going to back off of it. We'll probably have this here in the United States if we don't stop them right now. If we don't stop the Dr. Valras, if we don't stop the Miguel Ariases of this world. And I have to put in a whole slew of Republicans as well that aren't standing up to this, even though they stand up to this governor against, you know, Prop 47, 57, illegal immigration, sanctuary state, Newsom's wrong, or gas tax. They'll stand up strong, but when he comes and puts his foot on their constituents' neck and they can't survive here, we have silence. That's shameful silence as people around you are hurting. For our mayor, our city council president to say, yes, voluntarily comply with your own destruction. Oh, it'll get to the point that, okay, well, we need workers to come back to the office, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not coming in. Hey, we need you to fly on a business trip, but every airline in America, you got to sign up for your health pass. You got to have a digital certification of your vaccination against COVID. Do you have that? Huh? Do you? Bend over. Let me take your temperature. They will not stop unless they are actually stopped. And I don't know how to stop them because we are alone. We are alone. In the Valley, Congressman Devin Nunes, he's back in D.C. That's where he works. And City Councilman Gary Bredefeld. Those are the two politicians right now. And we're in the process of tracking down politicians that went on the Wowie and Maui trip, right? Ooh, great time while the rest of us are locked down. Listen, if you come back from that trip and you go, hey, I have nothing wrong with taking that trip, that's perfectly legitimate, and this governor needs to open up this state, hey, I'll applaud you for standing up. That's that civil disobedience brigade. Way to join it. Say I'm going to do what I need to do. 559-247-CALL. 559-247 call. There's a rally noon Saturday, Fresno County Health Department at Fresno and Fulton Streets. Hopefully you'll come out and stand up for this. Bob in Fresno, thank you for picking up the phone. Hi there, Bob.
Trevor, thank you for being there for all of us. I really appreciate it. Arias kind of mentioned things a couple of times that kind of got my awareness or my dander up. Basically, you said, hey, we're all in this together, but there's a lot that aren't actually in this together. They're the almost like the brown shirt type attitude where they're the ones not even participating or partaking in a business, but the first ones to call in on a business that's open. Like all
the tattletales?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
Well, yeah. You know who they are, Bob? They're individuals that probably watch Lester Holt and read the Fresno Bee, and they've been scared into this submission where they really do feel like they're really doing the right thing.
Think about this, Trevor. If we would have known that a piece of old T-shirt over your mouth would have stopped viruses, how many pandemics we could have avoided all the way back to the Spanish flu?
Well, that's that new technology that we've learned. I mean, even Dr. Fauci learned it in the middle of this drama that we've had going on. Because remember, Bob, when he first said that it's silly to wear a mask like that?
Oh, yeah, he called us out. I said we were selfish if we wore a mask. because we need to save those for the medical experts.
I'm glad you brought up masks, Bob, because at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to talk about we got an actual mask clinical trial from Denmark.
Did it come through finally? Because I know they put a hold on that because the trial was done a couple months back, and they wouldn't release it into the United States for a while.
It has, and we'll talk about it coming up. And you know what? Then you can compare it to ask somebody and say, well, where's your clinical trials on how face masks work? And, you know, we're so, Bob, it's really now, you know, months ago, the face mask thing, we're so past that now. It's like, whatever, face mask on, off, I don't care. These people need to survive. The kids need to be in school.
Kids need to be in school. And also why you're not hearing a lot from the people who went over to Hawaii is because they automatically self-quarantine for 15 days. So we're not going to hear from them for a couple of weeks.
Isn't that right? Yeah. We can't. We don't want to spread it over the phone.
Because Lord knows they went 15 days before they went to Hawaii.
Hey, Bob, listen, are you of the mind that I am that if they came back and said, yep, I went, and yep, I want us to get back to doing normal things like that, there was nothing wrong with what we did, next, open up, Governor, if they back that up, but if they don't do the open up thing, then they deserve to be called out for their hypocrisy.
Right. It's no longer, you know, do as I say, not as I do. We're past that age. We grew up that way, possibly some households, but at the same time, you know, we're past that. We're survival now. And if you have any fear about your health or the health and safety of your family members, please, by all means, use caution.
Yeah, stay inside. Do that. Yeah, so you can have delivery now. Even your groceries can be sent to you for a small fee.
They were talking about the number of cases that happened on delivery from grocery stores. And things. So my point is, if everything that they're asking us to do when we were in all the different shades of colors hasn't worked, why are we going back to that again if it didn't work? If what they asked us to do was working, we would not have seen a spike because they said it's not related to the equally related to the number of tests. So if wearing the gloves worked 100%, and if social distancing worked 100%, it's a virus. Somehow, some way, it's going to get us one way or the other. Eat well, take your vitamins, stay strong, get some sunlight, stay healthy, wash your hands, love and respect your neighbors. I think that's the best cure we have. There's 100% death rate in the one virus that starts from the moment you're born. It's age. Age continues to eat away at you every day. The best cure for that virus is to live your life to the fullest and give more than you take. And at the end, go out smiling.
Bob, so. Awesome, man. That was needed. Thank you. I heard and I'm picking up what you're throwing down. See what Bob was doing there? That's private sector speak. That's not government speak. Government speak makes you go, what? And shake your head and say, I don't understand that at all. Let's go to another man named Bob in Albury. It's a Bob day. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Trevor. How's it going?
Good, sir. Thanks for calling.
Say, I just wanted to bring up what the leader of Canada said over the weekend. So I think there's more to this than just this little pandemic. I think, you know, you hate to be a conspiracy nut, but like he said it himself, you know, this is about a lockdown. This is about a reset.
Well, Prime Minister Trudeau, Bob, I don't know if you heard him this week talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's the Agenda 2030 thing, man. It's it's total control. We've seen it. We've talked about it. And, you know, at this point right now, we don't even know the origins of it. So I'm not even going to say it's conspiratorial to even question how it arrived here.
Yeah, I just want to bring that up. That, like I said, this is a bigger picture than just Newsom. He's part of in the pond, you know. He's part of the problem too. But I mean,
well, Bob, we know throughout history of time that dictators, people that want to, you know, do Agenda 2030 kind of stuff, that want to destroy society and rebuild it, build better, right? Isn't that what Joe Biden's campaign was? Build better, or what? I forget the name. But anyhow, what they do is they have to get their minions to execute it out in society. You know, your Mayor Brands, your Miguel Ariases. Yeah. You got to get people like that, your Dr. Volroz. This Board of Supervisors never should have given all that power to that doctor. Bob, thanks for that call.
So if you're planning to have a huge indoor, you know, concert, or having to have if you plan to have 100 people in your restaurant where the capacity, you know, where you shouldn't be doing indoor dining, then you should expect a visit from code enforcement with a warning. After which, if you continue to violate, you should expect a fine from the city of Fresno.
Civil Disobedience Brigade, rally at noon, Fresno County Health Department, Fresno and Fulton Street on Saturday. You want to talk about a sign of the times? I watched a video of a guy jumping from the top of an ice cream truck to the top of a city bus in New York City. Now, that's not the strange part. What he had in his possession and what he was using is the sign of the times. It made me think. A new gun for Christmas? Nah, I want what this guy had. I'll tell you next.
Trevor Carey, Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400.
People are livid. People are upset. People are scared now. Do our elected officials care that their constituents are now at the point of being literally scared of life? At what point, if not now, will you not stand up for people that are hurting, that you are elected to represent and have their best interest at heart? You're just going to bow down, lay down, and let this one-man party system in California steamroll right over your position. Use your position as a board of supervisors. Take back power from Dr. Vora. Stand up to the state legislature. Tell them they need to get a restoration of a balance of power in this state. Let's go to Exeter and talk to Dennis at 24/7 Call. Hi there, Dennis.
Hi, Trevor.
Hey, sir.
Actions always speak louder than words. And if Governor Newsom truly believed that there was danger in going to the winery, to the birthday party, to that exclusive restaurant, that he would see his wife get infected and or pass that on to his children. If he truly believed that, he wouldn't have done any of that. And so that shows you that he doesn't really believe that this pandemic is true and terrible and we're shutting everything down.
You're right, Dennis, and we can take that with Governor Cuomo in New York, Chris Cuomo on CNN, Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, Chuck Schumer, all of them seen within the last seven calendar days outside, around people, yelling and shouting. And Dennis, they tell us to put you grab some old underwear and wrap it around your face. That's going to protect people. Why? Because projectile of spittle, as they say, the virus can be in your the projectile of your spittle. Imagine what a hair dryer could blow around, right?
That's right. And I know tyranny when I see it. And this is tyranny, and the purpose of the instructions and dictates and everything is to a two-front. One, get rid of the limits of the Constitution on our so-called elected representatives, and two is for behavior modification to train us over a period of time to do what they tell us to do instead of live a life of freedom.
Indeed. You mentioned tyranny, and you get tyranny when the balance of power, the checks and balances go away. And Dennis, that's what we need from our, we don't call them leaders, our elected officials here that get a job interview every few years. So we're not going to forget this, Dennis, and thank you for that call. Let's go to Justice Alito talking about the right to worship. Civil Disobedience Brigade will be in church this Sunday.
The pandemic has obviously taken a heavy human toll. Thousands dead, many more hospitalized, millions unemployed, the dreams of many small business owners dashed. But what has it meant for the rule of law? I'm now going to say something that I hope will not be twisted or misunderstood, but I have spent more than 20 years in Washington, so I'm not overly optimistic. In any event, here goes. The pandemic has resulted in previously unimaginable restrictions on individual liberty. Now, notice what I am not saying or even implying. I am not diminishing the severity of the virus's threat to public health. And putting aside what I will say shortly about a few Supreme Court cases, I'm not saying anything about the legality of COVID restrictions. Nor am I saying anything about whether any of these restrictions represent good public policy. I'm a judge, not a policymaker. All that I'm saying is this, and I think it is an indisputable statement of fact. We have never before seen restrictions as severe, extensive, and prolonged as those experienced for most of 2020. Think of all the live events that would otherwise be protected by the right to freedom of speech. Live speeches, conferences, lectures, meetings. Think of worship services. Churches closed on Easter Sunday. Synagogues closed for Passover and Yom Kippur. Think about access to the courts or the constitutional right to a speedy trial. Trials in federal courts have virtually disappeared in many places. Who could have imagined that? The COVID crisis has served as a sort of constitutional stress test, and in doing so, it has highlighted disturbing trends that were already present before the virus struck. One of these is the dominance of lawmaking by executive fiat rather than legislation. The vision of early 20th century progressives and the New Dealers of the 1930s was that policymaking would shift from narrow-minded elected legislators to an elite group of appointed experts. In a word, that policymaking would become more scientific. That dream has been realized to a large extent. Every year, administrative agencies, acting under broad delegations of authority, churn out huge volumes of regulations that dwarf the statutes enacted by the people's elected representatives. And what have we seen in the pandemic? Sweeping restrictions imposed, for the most part, under statutes that confer enormous executive discretion.
Hopefully people will take it upon themselves to exert that social pressure to make sure that everyone complies.
People aren't regulated.
The Trevor Carey Show, Power Talk 96.7, AM 1400, and the iHeartRadio app. Trevor Carey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Wowie and Maui trip. We got some California lawmakers, a little scrutiny going on disregarding all the orders meant, to stop COVID, right? Gary Dietrich, he's a political analyst for iHeartMedia. He said the news of, the whole birthday party thing, that it really just undermines everything he's saying to do.
This is a really, really challenging moment. And when you have things that you need the public to do and you lack credibility in that space, it can be exceedingly difficult.
Yeah, that conference in Maui, the travel advisories, all the counties now, 90-whatever% under restrictions. We have some assembly members. We'll talk more about it coming up after 5 o'clock that went off to Maui, right? I mean,
we're in a very, very delicate, tender, and some would say really demanding phase of the COVID situation. And these kind of situations, whatever the political stripe of the official, have got to be avoided at all costs.
Well, we'll find out more coming up after 5 o'clock here on the show. And Stephen Frank, California Political News and Views at 520. We've been, everybody's been searching, trying to find these names. And here's my take on it. If you're an assembly member and you flew off during and you came back and you said, no, I'm going to live my life normal. There's nothing wrong with what I did. I'm a healthy individual. And let's move ahead here. And this governor needs to open this state. If you're not going to stand up like people are this noon, Saturday at noon outside the Fresno County Health Department at Fresno and Fulton Streets, if that's not your attitude, then you're a hypocrite and you're going to be called out for this. I just recently watched on Vice, and the only reason I watched it was because they had the Stockton mayor, Mayor Michael Tubbs. And when I was in Power Talk in Modesto, we had another station in Stockton, so I did Modesto and Stockton. So got to know the city a little bit more. But Republican beat him. Mayor Michael, Tubbs was the one that wanted to do the advance piece and all of this. He's a talented young man. I mean, he's a very young man in his 20s. I almost felt like the time I was watching Cory Booker when he was mayor of Newark, New Jersey. Young man, and I was impressed by him. I kind of felt the same, even though I know Tubbs' socialist views on many things. But, I was impressed by the young man stepping up and doing something like that at his age. But as we saw with Cory Booker, he went on and got tainted by the D.C. swamp there. But he lost to Republican Kevin Lincoln. He conceded. He said he'll need all the support. We still have issues of poverty, education, health, and especially COVID has to be addressed. But, well, we're going to hear that guy's name again at some point. I told you about a sign of the times, right? I saw this video, and this guy jumped up on an ice cream truck, and then he jumped on a New York City bus. And then he busts out a flamethrower, had his shirt off. And I was thinking, why is everybody seeming so comfortable around him? The lady in the ice cream truck was just kind of kicking back, and people were filming with the phone. And I was like, what do you guys, this guy's a nut job. He could turn that flamethrower on you. Then he jumps down off the bus, falls down, street lights on fire. People are still around him. I guess the people that were around him knew that it was a stunt being carried out as a tribute to the Wu-Tang Clan. The grease people will go for Instagram these days. But he has somebody in California talking about his stunt, doesn't he? Where does one find a flamethrower like that? I mean, that has to be, I mean, in New York State, maybe in Fort Worth, Texas, you can have a flamethrower in the garage, but not New York State. You can't even have seven bullets. I mean, come on. Anyhow, that's worth going to look at. My stars, what are we doing? I can tell you what we're doing right now. We're going to stand up. And listen, you got to find it. You got to find it down deep in you right now. And even if you're employed, even if you were deemed essential by Governor Genghis Khan in Sacramento, you need to come out Saturday at noon. Fresno County Health Department, Fresno and Fulton Street. There needs to be a turnout that would. The only way they're going to change anything is if they feel the heat. You know, Ben Berquam faced a lot of heat for going up to Miguel Arias' door early on to say, you know, that whole confrontation happened, some pushing, shoving, no charges filed or anything. I wouldn't have done it that way, but the intention, that's what they need to feel. They need to feel the heat. They need to feel that people are not going to vote for them again. They need to hear that you are leaving us in the cold. They need to hear, how dare. If you're waiting in Fresno County for a COVID test, you're going to wait longer, said the headlines. Getting tested for COVID in Fresno. You know, you need to do that. Like any other normal time throughout history, right? Healthy feeling individuals went to the doctor. That's what they're asking to do. Healthy individuals, go to the doctor. Your wait time is now longer, said the headlines. Imagine that. I love how these people write these headlines. More people equal more wait time, whether it's at Chick-fil-A or whether it's to get a COVID result. You got a mask? Well, there was a clinical trial from Denmark. We have some of the results right now. And we do know the national mask mandate by Joe Biden, right? We have seen the mask thing. Remember here early on, there were people calling the supervisors going, what? You're going to mandate a mask thing? And they were like, no, we're not. It was that time period. Look how quickly we got whittled down, right? Some have. Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein. Oh, yeah, she's been the one leading the big man mask mandate back in the summer. She was threatening to withhold coronavirus funding for states that refused to put in a mask mandate. In California now, you got to wear it outside. But here was Dianne Feinstein this week talking, walking around the rooms of the Capitol, not even bothering to wear face masks while everyone else around her had one on. The hypocrisy will not stop. She doesn't wear a mask, but thinks everybody else have. Will the left shriek? Will Cuomo rip on Senator Feinstein? Wear your mask. This study, first of its kind, researchers in Denmark reported yesterday that surgical mask did not, and I say did not, protect the wearers against infection with the coronavirus in a large randomized clinical trial. Arias, you want some science? This isn't coming from me, man. Don't shoot the messenger. The study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine did not contradict evidence that masks can prevent transmission of the virus from wearer to the others. The conclusion, pretty much at odds with people out there that say the masks protect the wearers. This was a position just last week endorsed by the CDC. Buck Sexton, who's on here at night on Power Talk and across America, on Twitter, Buck said, mask wearing does not protect you from the coronavirus. Look at the New York Times. Try to be gentle with its audience about this unpleasant reality. What does the absurd St. Fauci have to say about this Danish study? What about Biden and the mass-shaming moron hordes online? I bet you right now, if you tried to put the results of this up on Twitter, they would. It probably wouldn't fly. Oh yeah, what am I thinking? Of course, it would not. Let's go. New York Times: researchers in Denmark reported that surgical masks did not protect the wearer against infection with the virus in a large randomized clinical trial. And as we know, this 40 states have now put in mask requirements of some sort. Let's go. Is this Mayor Lee Brand telling us to abide by the science? Is this Miguel Arias telling us to abide by the science? Nah, these just happen to be some cats from the, let's see, researchers at the University of Copenhagen recruited 6,000 participants who had been tested beforehand to be sure they were not infected with the coronavirus. Half were given masks. Told them to wear them when leaving their homes. The others were told not to wear their mask in public. The researchers had actually hoped that masks would cut the infection rate by half among wearers. Instead, 1.8% of the mask group got infected. Miguel Arias, would you like to guess how many in the unmasked group got infected? Keep in mind, the mask group, 1.8% got infected that wore a mask around everywhere. Those that did not wear a mask at all, 2.1%. 1.8 to 2.1, the difference not even statistically significant, states the New York Times. So those that have said, well, science says, and if you want to put a mask on, if it makes you feel better, then do it. A Telemark hospital in Norway, Dr. Kalliger, she's also from the Harvard School of Public Health. Here's what she said, and this is the reason I say, go ahead. Yes, wear your mask. If you want to wear your mask, you know, wear it from here to the Japanese subways. Wear it till the cows come home. It's probably as dirty as some of those cows. Wash it. But the study showed the doctor from Norway in the Harvard School of Public Health. See, that this is the science that Miguel Arias wants you to not pay attention to. The study showed, although there might be a symbolic effect. Symbolic effect. That's what they're talking about. She said the effect of wearing a mask does not reduce risk for wearers. Dr. Thomas Friedman, chief executive of Resolve to Save Lives. That's an advocacy group. He's the former director of the CDC. The New York Times had him on. Now, keep in mind, he's not from Harvard or from Copenhagen. He's not from a university. He is an advocacy group. Resolved to Save Lives. He said there's absolutely no doubt that mask work is source control, preventing people from infecting others, he stated. So you'll have those that will fight back against this study. Of course they will. The mask, the researchers in Denmark showed, did not protect the wearer against infection. And this is a randomized clinical trial. Now, you try and go online and find any more randomized clinical trials over mask. You won't. I've been trying to find it for 8 months. I've been looking for the science that they've been telling us about.
We expect everyone to abide by that. Because, again, if we reopen too fast and people take advantage or don't follow the safety precautions, then we'll have widespread community gradually and to allow things to happen in a safe way. But it's really up to everyone, to do their part. And we've said that before, that doesn't change. But, you know, just remember, if you go to a place of business that seems too crowded, you have a choice. Just walk right back out. Because if it seems too crowded or if it looks like they're not following the rules, then that's putting you in danger. And you have a choice to go somewhere else that's actually following the rules. So hopefully people will take it upon themselves to, exert that social pressure to make sure that everyone complies.
Maybe he doesn't even realize what he's complying with. caller a few minutes ago brought it up. We've talked about it 2 days ago with Prime Minister Trudeau and his statement. This was a virtual meeting held in June by the World Economic Forum. These are some of the most powerful business leaders, government cats, activists. They did a proposal, they said, to reset the global economy. Said the world should adopt more socialistic policies, such as wealth taxes, the Green New Deal-like government programs. They want to take every country from the U.S. to China, every industry from oil and gas to tech. They wrote it must be transformed. The founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, said, in short, we need a great reset of capitalism. He said all aspects of our societies and economies must be revamped, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Agenda 2030.
In the year 2015, the world agreed on the ambitious, inclusive, and universal sustainable development goals, making a commitment to leave no one behind.
It is so decided.
Just a few months later, we are already seeing those promises transform into first concrete steps for action. On 21st of April, presidents, prime ministers, and other high-level representatives from around the world gathered at the UN headquarters in New York for a high-level debate on achieving the SDGs now that the goals and targets have been set.
We have no time to waste.
We need first to take seriously the goals, because these are the world's goals. They're the only goals we're going to have for our generation.
The Agenda 2030 is going a step further because it recognizes that things need to change here in the rich countries as well. There's obligations for rich countries too, in terms of environmental pollution, you know, our production and consumption patterns that are destructive for the planet. Tax policies that are creating inequalities, illicit financial flows, all these things. And finally, some very concrete language on governance, on democracy and all that.
We will now start quite a high number of task forces to look at all the different issues, and we will present all those ideas to the people assembled in Davos. But at the same time, we will make Davos very different, very open, to ensure that we do not fall back to old recipes, but that we really look at forward-oriented solutions.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
Now is the time to think what history would say about this crisis. And now is the time for all of us to define our own role. What is it that would make it so that history would look at this crisis as the great opportunity?
Hopefully people will take it upon themselves to, exert that social pressure to make sure that everyone complies.
The Trevor Carey Show, Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400.
Want to thank him for his patience. Warren, welcome to the show. You used to live in Fresno. Now you live in Hemet, I hear.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and give you my my 2 cents worth on the masks issue.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, well, if you put on a mask, first of all, everyone's trying to be safe and wear a mask. Well, when you put on a mask, first of all, you restrict your breathing. Then it's an unventilated moist area, which creates, like feet and other places, fungus, yeast infections, and it's not healthy to wear a mask. And they're trying to push this on us. It's ridiculous.
Warren, I've asked many workers, anytime I'm in CVS, you know, the few places that I go into, I ask them, I'm like, what's that like wearing an 8-hour shift, 9-10-hour shift?
They can't even breathe.
No, they say they get dizzy. They have to go outside to breathe. But now in California, You go outside, you're supposed to keep that mask on. You know, you're an employee. Somebody could be around you, right? That's ridiculous. It's unhealthy. They have proven, Warren, and I've learned a lot about medicine over these last 8 months. Never had an interest in science whatsoever. But we now know that that recirculation, even if I've heard them say, Warren, that even if you do have COVID, you can even make it worse with the recirculation of that. And think what we're doing to little kids. You know, three-year-olds have to have a mask on.
Trevor, that's ridiculous. I think the masks create an unhealthy environment because you can't get a nice, clean, deep breath.
So I think our body tells us, Warren, when we have them on, it's difficult to move around with it on. Our body tells us.
Exactly. How about going out and doing your mile or two jog per morning wearing a mask? How are you going to be breathing? You're just going to be choking.
I don't know how these workers do it. God bless them for going along. They have to. They got to have a paycheck. It's horrible, Warren. I'll give you last say if you got anything left you want to say from him in California.
No, you go ahead. You're doing a great job, and love your show.
Thank you. Thank you, Warren. I appreciate you listening there on the iHeartRadio app from Hemet, where I think they tagged the palm trees down there. Boy, last time I was down in that area, it got very graffiti. We don't even notice graffiti anymore, do we? Who notices graffiti anymore? Let's see here what Fresno County Public Health Director David Palmaville had to say. He said, we're targeting sites in central Fresno. This is for testing. One in Ridley, one in Selma, some additional testing capacity in Kalinga and Mendota. We're not sure if on the state side the lab capacity is ready. We're going to get those set up as quickly as we can because they're saying they're seeing an increase in wait times. Why are they not focusing on the most vulnerable? Why are they out spreading out all over the county? I'll tell you why. The masters in Sacramento have instructed them to reach a certain test tally under pressure to get the test results. You see, cases are now the latest weapon to lock us into place. They don't have the death numbers to do it. They don't have the ICU. Hey, tell me this. When's the last time you heard Dr. Vohra mention or even say the word ventilators? When's the last time you heard Dr. Vohra say field hospitals? You know what? It could have been a crisis, and I'm glad that it was not. That's a good thing. Again, 99. Fill in the blank will not die. And those that do pass, 94% had two or more comorbidities. So who should we focus on? Healthy people, making sure they get something jabbed up their nose, are the most vulnerable. He said we have 36 nursing homes that are licensed in the county and over a dozen are reporting outbreaks or three or more. Exactly. 8 months into this, are you not paying attention to that? An outbreak at a nursing home is unacceptable. But instead, they're turning hotels into spaced out places for the transient drug addicts roaming our county. Yeah, let's make sure we get them spaced out, the homeless, while we're seeing our nursing homes. We know exactly what we need to be working on. Maui and Waui, elected representatives, if they'd stand up to a microphone and say, yes, I went to Hawaii. And I'm glad I did, and we need to open the state, and Governor Newsom needs to do it. We're going to talk about that next right here.